Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We kick off our number two, the Wednesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots to talk about still, including the draconian anti-freedom state immigration bills. We'll give you the details on that. A psychic judge. Manwich, you have some emails. And plus, looks like government schools around the country are going to be getting rid of soda pop. Well, they're going to keep the diet sodas. We'll fill you in on the details there. 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. But this is the show about your calls. You can bring up anything. Let's talk to Rob in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Rob.
What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I just, sorry, I couldn't call while Loretta Nall was on the line. She's kind of a new hero of mine. She's just to let you know, I'm Rob Power from Outright Libertarians.
Oh, yeah,
excellent.
And we have a couple of blog entries that we love Loretta Nall. She's been incredibly supportive of gay rights. She actually has a line on her website that says just unequivocally, if elected governor of Alabama, I will veto any ban on gay marriage. And I think that's so refreshing because, you know, you look at who she's running against. Of course, you've got, you know, the Ten Commandments judge.
Right.
You've got the tax-hiking incumbent Republican. But then even if you look at the Democrats, you basically have an indicted former governor who's, you know, in the courthouse by day trying to defend himself against criminal prosecution.
Right.
Campaigning at night. And then the woman who's running against him, which is the current lieutenant governor, Lucy Baxley, actually has, as like issue 8 in her platform, Bible literacy. She literally wants to teach the Bible in the public schools to give the children a moral grounding.
And what
kills me, though, is you know that the gay and lesbian activists, what few of them there are in Alabama, are going to endorse the Democrats again.
Mm.
And so that's why I think we just have to get Loretta, you know, on the ballot and give her all the support we can, because I'm hoping that Alabama will be the Dixville notch of gay politics. You know, Dixville notch, the small town in New Hampshire that votes at midnight on election day.
Oh, okay.
Kind of the bellwether. I'm hoping Alabama will be that, you know, that will just be the first revolt of the gay community to say, the Democrats have stabbed us in the back one too many times.
Right.
And I don't know if you've seen the news about Howard Dean firing the gay DNC staffer because his partner said something critical of the DNC.
No, I didn't. I don't follow I don't really follow politics like that.
It's absolutely crazy that a former, I believe it was a Clinton White House staffer, Paul Yandura, wrote a letter critical of the current DNC policy, which is basically to soft pedal any of the gay rights issues, and they've, you know, de-staffed the gay liaison and all that from the DNC.
What it really bothers me, Rob, is that the gay community hasn't quite gotten the message from libertarians yet, and really, libertarianism is the answer for those people in the gay and lesbian community. They believe that the Democrats are on their side. They believe the Democrats are going to give them some sort of special protection, or I don't know what it is that they expect out of the Democrats, but maybe it's just because they don't perceive them as the Republicans, and that's why they go with the Democrats. But, you know, what can we do to help expose more of the gay and lesbian community to libertarian ideas?
Well, I mean, it's just marketing. I mean, the Democrats outspend the Libertarian Party 100-1, 1,000-1 on gay and lesbian outreach. I mean, granted, it's all just words. They never actually back it up with action. But, you know, you just look at the amount of money that they spend to reach out to the gay and lesbian community. You know, it's funny because the guy who wrote this letter that was so critical was a former Clinton staffer, you know, total diehard Democrat, Paul Yandura.
Yeah.
And he wrote this letter. It was kind of an open letter, but it wasn't like a press release or anything like that. It was just an open letter to Democratic activists. And it made everyone so mad. And what was crazy was that Howard Dean fired this guy's partner, you know, it would be spouse if marriage were legal.
Right.
Because he was critical. And can you imagine Howard Dean firing James Carville because his wife, Mary Madeline, is critical of the DNC?
Can't imagine that happening.
It just shows how obvious the discrimination in the Democratic Party is against gay people, that they would never, ever fire the straight spouse of someone who criticized them.
Good point, Rob.
As someone criticized them, they fired their partner.
Yeah, it's a great point, and it's very interesting. However, the gay and lesbian community is, of course, just going to give them a pass, and they're going to go ahead and continue to support the Democrats.
Well, I don't know. You should go to the OutrightUSA.org website and look at our blog. It's funny. You look at some of the left-wing blogs out there. That's why I'm thinking Alabama might be the Dixville Notch. This might be the straw that breaks the camel's back. I think people are so mad that this happened because it's just so blatantly obvious that Howard Dean has no respect for the gay community who has mm-hmm. supported him for years. You know, ever since he signed the civil marriage law in 2000 in Vermont, he has had 100% support from the gay community, you know, better support than either of the Clintons or anything
like
that.
And now he shows his true colors.
And now he's showing his true colors. Yeah,
and stabs him in the back when it's politically expedient for him.
That's exactly what it is. He's been in the red state stumping and you know, talking to people who said, you know what, if you just go anti-gay, you can win back the Congress. And that's what his current strategy is. And it's just, I hope it just blows up in his face and they don't ever try that again. But it looks clear that that is their plan for 2006, is just to go as variantly anti-gay as the Republicans.
I'm curious, just moving into the issue of gay marriage, as somebody who is probably really active in converting gay Democrats into, I mean, because I'm sure there aren't very many gay Republicans, but I'm sure you're very active.
Oh, yeah, there's the log cabin Republicans.
Okay.
There's log cabinet, and unfortunately, they also out in this 101. So.
Wow, really? Okay. Well, I mean, I'm sure you spent a lot of your time trying to convert people over on this. And, of course, as far as I can see it, the libertarian position on gay marriage is, we don't need to make legal gay marriage. We need to just get rid of government marriage altogether. We need to get the government out of everybody's marriages. That way, if you want to get married, you just go and get married, and you don't have to go and ask permission from the state. You know, what is your response like from people when you present that? I mean, I'm presuming that's what you present to them. What is your response like?
Well, I usually couch it in the, There's the libertarian ideal, which is to get the government out of marriage altogether.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also say, you know, I don't know any libertarians who, if in 1950s Alabama, faced with either allowing black children into the public schools or keeping them out because we didn't want to expand the public schools, would choose that it was better to keep fewer children in the public schools, therefore exclude the black children. And I think most libertarians faced with the question of, you know, do you only afford special rights to straight couples at the expense of gay couples when you know that it's going to be a long time before we can get the government out of the marriage business? You know, do you force those gay couples to suffer for those decades or generations,
yeah,
you know, while that's happening? And I don't know many libertarians who would say, yeah, you know, I think the gay couple should have to suffer for the libertarian cause.
Sure.
I think most people say, no, we should have equal marriage now.
I see.
And
I see your point.
Start working on getting government out of it.
I see your point, and I don't think though it'll be that long. I think that I can very easily see at least one state, New Hampshire, possibly getting the government out of marriage at some point within the next decade or so. I mean, obviously the Free State Project is heading that way, and I see that you're calling from Massachusetts. Do you have any plans to move a little bit north?
I have plans to move back to California as soon as my partner finishes at Harvard. I can't deal with New England winters. But no, the only problem is that even if New Hampshire, I don't know how they would do that, honestly. Because
it would be difficult.
So
it certainly would.
Right now, I mean, you know, you look at just filing your IRS taxes. I mean, basically you would say no one in New Hampshire can file joint taxes anymore.
Yeah, well, essentially we could make it so New Hampshire residents aren't required to file any taxes ever again. Thanks for the call, Rob. We appreciate hearing from you, man. 800-259-9231. Who wants to file taxes anyway? This is your show. Coming up, immigration, soda pop, and whatever you want to talk about. Oh, yeah, and the crazy judge, the psychic judge. We'll talk about it all and more. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We invite you to join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find the wiki, W-I-K-I. wiki.freetalklive.com. All of the content there has been created by you, the listeners. We turned the wiki on, you guys went in, and you essentially generated over 500 unique pages of information on everything from the show hosts to the issues that we talk about and more. It's all there, and it's all totally free. wiki.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. We at Free Talk Live think now is the time to make a stand for liberty in the Free State. If you agree, sign the First 1,000 Pledge today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Now, we're going to go to the soda pop story here in a little bit, but I want to get to your email. You had something that you wanted to bring up.
Well, I got an email in that it's going to kind of plug this guy's business, but he has some great questions at the end.
Hmm.
He has created a website that allows people to protect their inventions for $49. And essentially it allows them to do it without, you know, using the patent office or anything like that.
So
my name's Troy. I'm the founder of a website of the website protectmyinventiononline.com. It's a site that allows any inventor,
it's
writer.
A really long site name.
Yeah, it is.
Protectmyinventiononline.com. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry. Andy's probably working on a shoestring budget, you know?
Probably. Go ahead.
Okay. To protect their work for as little as $49 prior to sharing their ideas with others, while giving the inventor undisputed proof as to whom whom his or her work belongs to.
Mm-hmm.
Patent, trademarks, and copyrights only give proof to ownership, but fail to prove when or whom you shared your invention or idea with. ProtectMyInventionOnline.com is designed to be an alternative for the initial patent and copyright protection while giving the inventor undisputable proof of when an idea or invention was shared with others.
Hmm.
The site gives an inventor protection without having to shell out $500 for a provisional patent and only gives protection for 12 months. Hiring a patent attorney can cost upwards of $10,000. I found myself going broke in protection costs alone, leaving me little left over in the bank to prepare my inventions. So I decided to develop a secure site to protect my own inventions and ideas without having to rely on the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Mm-hmm.
I was tired of wasting time spending hundreds or even thousands of dollars to protect my ideas to find myself left with a stack of unimportant government papers.
Mm.
Now, I'm not saying the United States Patent Office and Trademark Office doesn't have its place. Maybe I do. Not trademarks. I'm just saying to a new struggling inventor raising a family, $500 should go towards furthering ideas instead of going to a government bank account.
No doubt.
Mm. After a successful launch of the site, I was recently contacted. This is where it gets interesting. I was recently contacted by the United States Patent and Trademark Office by email inquiring about the site, protectmyinventiononline.com.
Interesting.
Inquiring about it.
Yes.
I wonder how they found him.
I don't know.
Very interesting.
It seems they are interested in finding out more about how it operates.
Oh.
I believe their interest comes from the self-sufficient nature of the site, and because of that, it would free up hundreds of men and women researching patents. I'm not sure if their interest in contacting me is honorable.
Probably
that is why
not.
I'm writing you. My question is, well, you know, I wonder. I think that it probably could, you know, something that could take care of the temporary patent process that they could mimic and charge for, would free up a bunch of bureaucrats. And government agencies all over are having a difficult time finding bureaucrats to fill their positions. They just have too much stuff to do.
Hmm.
Because, well, they're not getting the job done. So his questions are, one, how do you determine the worth of a website if an offer is ever to be made? Well, the answer to that is, generally in a business, is you figure out the gross amount that the business generates in 1 year, and that's what the sale price is. That's a very rough rule of thumb.
Yeah.
And in the case of a website like this, the gross it generates is very close to the net that it generates, so you would probably want to go up from there. Essentially, you know, a website is going to be giving him all money. Do you understand the gross and net difference that I'm making?
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of overhead on a website.
Right, there's almost no overhead.
Yeah.
So if $500 comes in, I guess he doesn't charge $500.
50.
But if $50 comes in, he keeps almost all 50 of that.
Yeah, there's a little bit going to the host. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit going to the, you know, just the underlying web stuff that has to be there, but not
so
much else.
He would what he would have to be taking out of there is wages for himself for the amount of time he's been put in. And if he took his wages out, then that would be your, you know, then you'd be able to figure out your net number.
Okay.
Anyway, should I reply to the email?
I doubt they're going to be offering him money for his website. I doubt that. Go ahead.
Should I reply to the email, or should I keep the government as far away as possible from a successful site? I don't ever recall the government ever purchasing anything from a privateer, and I've never heard of it either.
I don't understand what it means from a privateer.
Privateer is,
government purchases military weapons from private companies. Government purchases all kinds of things from private companies, so I'm not sure I understand what that means.
I don't know. In this kind of instance, though, I just can't imagine them. I don't know, maybe.
Are we thinking that they're interested in having him provide a service for the patent office? I don't know. I mean,
maybe they see, I can't imagine they see, wow, this guy's got a great gig going here and it's cheaper than what we're doing. Let's do it.
Well, yeah, they don't want, I mean, a government agency doesn't want to try to cut its budget. They want to spend more money. So they don't have, unlike any other business, unlike a real business that's trying to always cut overhead and increase profits, government agencies have no fiscal incentives like that. So they're, I don't think they could possibly be looking to improve the patent system here. I don't think they could be possibly looking to improve the process. They like their work. They like their paperwork. They like their red tape. And they like their bureaucratic rules. It's security for them.
Troy, I think what I would do in this particular circumstance is I'd offer my service to the government as a contractor. If they want advice on how to set up a website or something like that, you'll be happy to contract your services. You know, protectmyinventiononline.com. This is a private organization, and you know, like I, there's interests here and proprietary information. Can't discuss anything with you. But if you'd like to hire my services as a contractor at $200 an hour, fine.
I wouldn't talk to them. I mean, I wouldn't return the email. There's nothing that I'm interested in. I'm not interested in making money off of the government. I would feel bad if the government wanted to hire me to do something.
But what if you could take the patent process and streamline it, make it better and cheaper for people who are trying to use it?
I think you'd be living in a fantasy land. I don't think that the government's going to do anything to streamline their patent process.
I think it's unrealistic
to suggest that the government's going to improve at all.
Yeah, it sounds a little janky to me. But
it does sound janky. That's why I suggested the route I did.
I would say send a reply email inquiring as to exactly what it is they want, what it is, what the purpose of their contacting them in the first place. Keep your enemies close, essentially.
So now we've got...
I don't know. I like the government. You know, if I was trying to keep the government away, I would want them to forget about it, and I wouldn't send them an email, period. Because they would have a likelihood of forgetting, you know?
Sure.
I mean,
The reason why you'd be replying is because you're curious as to what they want,
mm-hmm.
or you think that there might be some sort of an opportunity to make money off of them.
That's why I recommend the consulting.
Personally, I would not want to take their money.
Of course you wouldn't.
I don't want the proceeds of theft. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. On the way here, diet soda only, coming soon to a high school near you. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We invite you to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have updates. You want to know what's going on with the show? You want to be the first to know? Be on the updates list. It's totally free. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, we've got the state immigration bills with just all kinds of draconian new rules and regulations, all of that, plus a psychic judge and a man who spent 24 years in prison with, well, no compensation. He was there when he shouldn't have been. We'll give you the details there. But first, from New York, the AP reporting tens of millions of students will no longer be able to buy non-diet sodas from the nation's public schools, under an agreement announced Wednesday between major beverage distributors and anti-obesity advocates. The distributors, working with a joint initiative of the Bill Clinton Foundation and the American Heart Association, have also agreed to sell only water, juice, and low-fat milks to elementary and middle schools, according to a spokesperson for the foundation. Cadbury Schweppes, Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, and the American Beverage Association have all signed on to the deal, adding that the companies represent a very significant market share, and the ABA represents the majority of school vending bottlers. According to, a man who answered the phone at Cadbury Schweppes, London headquarters said no one was available for comment, and the other distributors didn't comment either. However, nearly 35 million students will be affected nationwide by the deal, according to the Alliance for a Healthier Generation. Because some reason it's healthier to drink diet soda than it is regular soda.
Well, it doesn't have the sugar in it, which adds extra calories to your diet.
Okay. But the diet soda is still, from what I've been told, diet soda is still keeping people fat.
How so?
I don't know. That's what I've been told. I don't know where I heard that information.
I dropped 7 pounds by drinking diet soda. There's
really?
Your endorsement. Bam.
Really?
Diet Coke with lime in it.
Well, how quickly the changes will take hold will depend in part on individual school districts' willingness to alter existing contracts. Companies will work to implement the changes at 75% of the nation's public schools by the 2008-2009 school year. So it looks like this is something that's going to happen.
And what's so bad about them serving water and juice?
Nothing. I don't think there's anything bad about that.
And the government didn't get involved. It was a couple of private organizations.
Well, the government's involved. They're the schools that are in question here.
Well, what are you going to do about that? Are you just going to ignore that they exist?
No.
Okay. Well, it's good. It's good the private organizations were able to work out agreements with other private organizations to keep sugary substances out of the hands of their children.
I see. So you support this then?
I think it's fine.
Okay. Jason, what do you think?
It doesn't really seem all that harmful. I don't like it. I don't like the fact that students who are forced to be in a particular school don't have the choice that they once had. I don't know.
It's not a huge issue or anything like that.
I don't want my child to be choosing between choosing things that I wouldn't have them choose outside of the home.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm a little perturbed that this is going on a nationwide basis, that these decisions are being made at a top level sort of a basis, as opposed to individual school districts, individual schools deciding what to offer the kids.
So, being that they're only offering diet sodas and milk and whatnot, Is a student who brings a non-diet soda to school, is he bringing contraband to that school?
Now, that's an excellent question. That is an excellent question.
And what if he brings a case
of it? What if he sells them?
And starts selling them?
That would certainly be probably out of bounds, because I remember when I was in school, tear jerkers hit it big one year. And so
it used to be Jolly Ranchers for us. They, you know, they would kids would suck on them and create little spikes and stab each other.
Yeah. So I remember when kids were bringing bags full of the tear jerkers to school and selling them. Actually, they were selling them, I think, for like 25 cents or 5 mm-hmm. cents or whatever. You know, there was competition there, so people were, various different individuals were selling off these tear jerkers. And as I understand it, there was some sort of school regulation that was passed to prevent sales, business being run on school campus. So likely that would get these people in trouble. However, what you're pointing out here, Jason, is that the kids that are currently drinking soda on school campus are not going to want to change to diet. I mean,
right.
I remember I wasn't a huge soda drinker, but if I was going to buy a soda, I certainly would not ever buy a diet soda. I would buy a regular soda. I don't need to lose weight. I don't like the taste of diet. I think
you probably need to gain weight.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that just don't like diet soda, so they're going to do what they need to do to get their hands on the soda that they want, which means they'll be bringing a six-pack in their backpack and drinking them throughout the day.
Yeah, this very, very well may cause a bit of trouble.
And that means the school will be missing out on that money. I mean, because they were using, most schools, I think, use their vending machines as a supplemental income.
I'm sure they do.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have vending machines when I was in school, just to make
it. No, they didn't.
We walked uphill both ways to school. 10 miles in the snow with no shoes on, doing the backstroke.
It was dingoes chasing us the whole way.
It was something that came about towards the end of my high school career, and so essentially you're going to have kids going ahead and getting their own soda, and it's going to take more revenues out of the school's hands. But I guess it's worth it to them because they believe they're going to save kids from obesity. However, I don't think
at least they won't be complicit in it.
I don't think that complicit. They're just selling a product, man, which is the kids that are choosing to drink it.
Okay.
And I don't think that soda is the only thing that's contributing to kids being obese these days.
That's why it's called a contributing factor.
I see.
It's not the only factor.
Right. So should we also only offer salads at the school cafeteria?
I think they should have a salad option.
No. Now you're talking about options and choices. There's pizza and French fries and all kinds of different fattening choices to be had at the school cafeterias. I mean, I remember there were French fries every single day available to kids, and most kids got them at the school that I went to. And it was hugely popular. You could make a difference by taking those things off the menu and only offering a healthy menu. Why don't we do that? Why don't we just offer tofu?
Yeah, tofurkey. Ever heard of that?
You either eat tofu and milk.
Public schools are a reality.
Uh-huh.
Like, they really, really exist. And most kids go to government schools.
They do.
So there's nothing wrong with people, private individuals, working out deals with private individuals to affect very real government schools.
Okay, fine. You're saying there's nothing wrong with it, but again, what if it comes to the point of offering only tofu in the lunch line.
That's the school making a decision. The school did not make a decision here.
What if it's a private contractor that's doing business with the school? What if it's a private contractor that's providing lunches? What if they decide, okay, kids, no more French fries and pizza. Now it's only going to be tofu.
Fine, then you can choose what to do with your student.
Uh-huh. You can choose, you mean your kid, your
let's,
own
Let's
kid.
Make public school so darned uncomfortable that people won't want to go there.
I think that's a fine idea.
Yeah.
Obviously, I want to get
agreed.
Obviously, I want to get government out of education entirely.
I think it's awful, but...
But it's a situation we have to deal with now. They are in education, and do we want our kids to have choices, or do we want to just give them a bland, one-size-fits-all menu? You think that's okay to switch to only tofu?
I don't really care about tofu.
I see.
Yeah. I do care about sugary sodas for kids.
But they're all contributing factors, right, man? Which, I mean, if we're, by getting sodas out of the schools, getting sugary sodas out of the schools, we're admitting that we need to do things to help the kids lose weight, right? So why don't we do more? And what's the next step? That's my question. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You bring up anything. Man, what you're going to tell us about a psychic judge coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231 and join us online at freetalklive.com. You'll find live streams, broadband, dial-up, two sizes to fit everybody. Totally free. Freetalklive.com. And we're going to the phones because this is the show about your calls. We'll tell you about the psychic judge here in moments. But first, Eric in Austin, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Good evening, guys. How's it going?
Hey. Quite well.
Great. What's up?
Hey, I was wondering if y'all had heard this weekend how the feds had basically dropped the legal nuclear bomb on the ESS lawsuit against the NTP. Being complicit in NSA wiretapping.
Okay, I think you said AT&T, your cell phone broke up a little bit there. There's the Electronic Freedom what is it? The EFF? What's it called?
The Electronic Frontier Foundation.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation. They're suing AT&T for giving up information, giving up internet users' information pretty much wholesale to the NSA. And what happened?
Basically, what the feds have done is they've told the judge that they are going to use the state secret privilege.
Now, what is that exactly?
Well, see, that's where things get interesting, because it does not appear anywhere in the U.S. Penal Code or the Constitution.
This so-called privilege?
Exactly. It is it's from English common law. So it's like hundreds upon years old.
So essentially, instead of it being crap that they made up that they wrote down, it's crap that they made up that they haven't written down.
Exactly.
Well, I'm a little confused. What is the state secret privilege?
It basically states that this is a civil lawsuit that could reveal stuff that would be damaging to national security. So we're going to just dismiss the case.
Wow. So the case has been dismissed?
No, they've just notified the judge that they intend to use it.
I see. All right, man. Well, that doesn't sound good.
No.
In the filing, it even says that the use of this privilege does not necessarily constitute an admission that anything happened.
I see. They just want to cover up. They just want to CYA. They want to they want to keep it hush hush. They don't want this going to trial.
And the amazing thing is, I just saw that the FCC, CNET is reporting that the FCC is going to charge us with a tax to pay for the wiretapping.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
They're going to charge
what, cell phone
charge
users?
ISPs.
Oh, ISPs. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Great. Get ready for your internet bills to go up, everybody. As
exactly.
As all the companies pass the tax on to you.
It's disgusting.
Yes, it is. Any other thoughts for us, Eric?
No, that's it, guys. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. What I want to know is a privilege. If you look at the definition of a privilege, it's an ability that you're granted by someone. So, Manwich, you have the privilege of sitting here on microphone number 2 in the Free Talk Live studio. I grant you that privilege on a nightly basis.
Damn nice of you.
And
boring little show you'd have if I wasn't here.
No, Jason and I would be able to handle it just fine. So I grant you the privilege to be on here, but my question is, if the state is claiming to have a so-called state secret privilege, who's granting it to them?
Themselves.
I guess they're granting it to themselves. Yeah.
Right. So it really doesn't fit the definition of a privilege. What they're talking about is, we're privileged to do this because we have guns, and we're not afraid to use them on you.
Yeah.
That's their privilege.
That's
really
what it boils down to.
Right. It's a privilege of violence. It's a privilege based on threats of force and coercion, and has absolutely nothing to do with someone granting them the authority, because you and I did not sign off on any sort of document that says, hey, state, you can have a privilege to keep secrets. Signed, we the people.
Yeah. We'd like you to wiretap us, and we'll pay for it.
Yeah. Not that never happened. at least I don't remember signing that document. 1-800-259-9231. Since we're talking courts and decisions, you've got a story about a judge, Manwich.
I do.
Psychic judge.
You know, and I just thought it was such a funny little story. It's not in America. It's out of Manila, the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
A Philippine judge who claimed that he could see into the future and admitted consulting imaginary mystic dwarves has asked... Sorry.
How many?
Sorry, I couldn't hold it together.
Was it a panel?
No, wait. Now, it's the article saying that they're imaginary, right?
Right, it is.
Okay. Just to clear things up.
I'm sure that he would contend that they were, in fact, just mystic dwarves.
Right. Like time bandits.
Right, just like time bandits. And I suppose he has the map through time.
Of course.
He has asked for his job back after being sacked by the country's Supreme Court.
Hmm.
They should not have dismissed me for what I believed, said Florentino Floro. A trial judge in the capital's Malabon northern suburb told reporters after filing his appeal. Floro was sacked last month and fined $780 after a three-year investigation found he was incompetent, had shown bias in a case he was trying, and he criticized court procedure, a ruling showed.
Hmm.
He told investigators that three mystic dwarves, Armand, Luis, and Angel, helped him carry out healing sessions during breaks in his chambers.
Angel, is that spelled angel?
Angel? Yeah, the angel.
Angel?
I see.
Angel? It would depend on what country you're
Philippines.
In. Philippines. How you would pronounce it.
Right.
And Philippines
sure.
were originally occupied by Spain, so therefore they
Angel.
Have a lot of Spanish pronunciation.
Okay.
I'm taking a poke at it, doing my best.
Go ahead.
The Supreme Court
three
said...
Three of them, three dwarves.
Yes.
Sounds like the Holy Trinity to me.
Well, I thought with Armand that we were going to see the Three Musketeers' names. Aramis, whatever they were. I can't remember.
D'Artagnan.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit more about this judge who is making decisions based on consulting with dwarves in his chambers. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. More on the way. This is your show. You bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. More with the well, Psychic Judge coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
This is Joyce Riley, and most of you know I've searched for over 5 years to find something to help the vets. Well, I've found something that will help everybody. Miracle 2 soap, neutralizer, gel, and skin moisturizer have prompted testimonies from people all over the country. Around the house, it's gentle enough to wash your hair, strong enough for your toughest jobs. In a garden, it controls pests and can increase your yield 200%. We've all heard news stories about products that cause cancer, birth defects, or other health problems. Well, many people who have used Miracle 2 products have stated that they have literally washed their problems away. The folks from Miracle 2 don't have to make these claims. Their customers do it for them. Try Miracle 2, and you just might find yourself working miracles in your home. Call the Power Hour order line, 877-485-3838. Place your order today and start having miracles in your life. Call 877-485-3838. Miracle 2 isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We give you everything on our website for free, from the bulletin board system to the archives to live streaming and more. It's all on the house. Now, if you appreciate that, you like what we're doing on the show, we want you to go and vote for us. It's a once-a-month thing. If you've already done it this month, great. We really appreciate it. If you've yet to do it, head over to vote.freetalklive.com. That's vote.freetalklive.com. The whole process takes you less than a minute. All you need is an email address. You will not be spammed. It is totally secure. Vote.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us because your votes get us to the top of the podcast charts. We're currently ranked, I believe, at number 2 in the world.
Oh.
That's good. We can do better with your vote. Vote.freetalklive.com. All right, Manwich, back to the psychic judge who consults with dwarves, imaginary dwarves, before making his judgment. He was fired, and now he's asking for his job back.
Well, the dwarves actually helped him carry out healing sessions during his breaks in his chambers.
Oh.
The Supreme Court said it was not within its expertise to conclude that Flora was insane, but agreed with the court clinic's finding that he was suffering from psychosis.
Woohoo! Because he believed in these imaginary beings.
Dwarves. Yeah.
That guided him, that gave him instructions or just tips on what to do.
And that's really my wondering. Is I'm not saying that everybody who has a religion's insane, but I think that some people that have religious beliefs are.
Sure.
Like, I think that there are definitely people with insane religious beliefs out there. Some of them that would cause them to say, let's kill all the gays, or something
yeah,
like
that's
that.
That's crazy.
I believe that's what the gentleman who's running against Ms. Nall in Alabama has said.
I don't know about that.
The Ten Commandment guy. I believe he's
really?
Been accused of saying things of that nature.
Okay.
And
because his religion told him so.
Right.
Essentially.
And there are people out
imaginary
there.
Imaginary beings, right. At least to my mind, whatever god it is that's telling him to kill gay people is imaginary.
Well, if there's not proof, it's imaginary.
Okay.
If you claim something exists and there's no proof that it exists, it's in your imagination.
Quite so. Now, there's also a religion out there in which, in their manuscript for how to be a good follower of this religion, says you are not to eat anything that comes out of the sea that doesn't have fins and scales on it.
Hmm.
That's Christianity.
Well, that's
Judaism. Judeo-Christian, yeah.
Yeah, I think, and you know, there's the vision that Peter had that with a big sheet and lots of animals on the sheet that said suddenly that all Jews could eat whatever they wanted, and those Jews, of course, would be Christians because Peter at that time was a follower of Christ.
So according to the Christian Bible, you're not allowed to eat shrimp?
That's right. Shrimp, lobster, crab.
Well,
they don't have fins or scales.
The Christian Bible, you get to pick and choose. In the Christian religion that exists today, you get to pick and choose what you want to believe out of the Old Testament, what you don't.
Yeah. It's a delicious theological buffet.
Unless you're a fundamentalist. Do fundamentalists eat shrimp?
Absolutely.
Well, what's up with that? They're supposed to believe every word of the Bible.
Well, what I'm saying is that there's a
but I thought Bundys don't pick and choose.
No, there's a vision that occurred, and I believe Acts, don't hold me to it, but I believe it was Acts, the very first part of Acts, that Peter, you know, saw all the animals on a giant sheet, and because of this, you can now, you know, not obey the law. You can choose not to obey the law. So the people that quote the Old Testament as, you know, this is God saying this, rather than just some stories, they're choosing to pick them from the buffet.
Because they were allowed to, allegedly. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is on the way. State immigration, draconian restrictions. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gasp.